您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
An 80-year-old passenger was told to get off the bus in China's Sichuan province because no one was there to keep her company. Is it acceptable for the bus driver to deny the senior citizen entry on the bus? So guys, what do you think of this story? Do you think it's really that obvious? Ageist and discrimination towards that older lady?
Yes, there is discrimination, but I personally think rightfully so. But we'll get on to that in a second. So,
okay, in a second.
Because
in
I know
a second.
This is one of those stories where me and Ho Young have gone in complete different directions. And I'm sure, Law, you have to stop us from fighting. But just to give a brief summary. So Miss Xiao and her daughter sent Xiao's 80-year-old mother to take a bus in Ziyang in southwest China's Sichuan province. However, when Xiao and her daughter were ready to leave, they heard the driver shouting, "Get off!" And her mother had to get off because no one accompanied the old woman. After the driver refunded them, Miss Xiao had no choice but to help her mum off the bus. Xiao's daughter felt embarrassed and started a post on a local forum to express her dissatisfaction. And netizens have been getting behind this and saying, yeah, you're right, that is ageist and that's discrimination. And He Yang's smiling, you agree that this is discrimination, yes?
I'm just smiling at you because you're pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah, so basically this is a really... It's a terrible situation to be at, right?
For the bus driver.
For the bus driver. Well, what about the older lady?
More for the bus driver.
And also her daughter
and granddaughter.
And they're being shouted at in public. It's because this older lady is too old.
But it's not just because she's old.
Oh, so why do you think the bus driver is doing this?
Okay, well, first of all, old people are quite fragile. That's how I get it. Secondly, I'm not saying the bus driver's in the right here. I 100% believe he should have been more polite and said, listen, sorry, love, but if something happens
hardly
to
happens
you...
Hardly happens in China.
You know, I'm sorry, love, but if something happens to you, I'm going to be in trouble with the boss. I'm going to need you to not get on this bus. Mm-hmm. Do apologize, but nothing I can do. That's how I would have handled it. But at the same time, I mean, guys, come on. Like... I don't dislike old people, because He Yang actually believes that I dislike them for no reason or I'm ageist. I'm not ageist. It's just, when I was in the United Kingdom, I never had a problem with old people. I was really nice. Every time I'd go to a supermarket and they were carrying a heavy bag, I'd give them a hand, I'd help them down the stairs. I'd do my bit, as a lot of young English people do.
As a lot of young Chinese people would do as well in China.
Exactly.
Which I help a older lady to cross the street, give her a hand when she has heavy groceries to carry.
But
the same thing. What's different here?
But the difference is that since I came to China, and I've seen so many stories in the news of old people suing people that want to help them. So an old lady falls down, a guy helps her up. He hurt me, I'm suing him. An old lady asks for someone to carry her groceries. There's a can missing, he stole my can. That one's a bit more made up. But
yes.
You guys get the point that we've seen a lot of these stories. And because they've become such a consistent problem of old people suing people that actually want to help them, you can't blame people for being a bit cautious and saying, I don't want to be sued, so I'm going to have to be a bit firm with this senior citizen.
Because what do you think, Lawyer?
Because there's a lot of blurred boundaries here. I tend to agree with Sam.
Thank you, Lawyer.
Good
choice.
My goodness.
Because, you know, a lot of uncertainties might happen. For example, what if all of a sudden the old lady has a stroke or heart attack? And even we have seen some ridiculous cases happen before. Like in 2014, there was a driver named Xu drove the bus in rural areas, and one of his colleagues asked the 78-year-old citizen to get off the bus. And later, this man got lost and died. And you see what happened eventually, the bus company had to make compensation for the family who have lost this senior citizen, which is unfair. I mean, the job responsibility for the driver is to just safely send the passengers to the destination.
Okay, well, there you laid out what the bus driver should do, but is it all right because it's difficult so you don't let old people to get on the bus? We'll talk about that after this break. with our topic regarding the older person being denied entry on a bus and how these two gentlemen, Luo Yu and Sam, both believe that older people seem to have a bad reputation these days. I think it's terrible, and partially of it is because of the negative effects of these reports, when it's hardly the case that so many older people are actually out there trying to trick people into paying their medical bills. It's not really the case at all, but it's very easy to have the illusion of so if we're surrounded by such media reports all the time. And also, you guys talking about it, especially Sam, using that very agitated and exaggerated tone.
Okay, allow me to correct my position then, since you've been so offended by my opinions. I would say this. First of all, I'm not retracting what I said. I think that too many old people are doing these conning stories, and it irritates the hell out of me. I really want to see it stop. But the thing is that, and I'm saying this to Lawyer as well, where we both need to be a bit careful here, is that the stance we're taking, the state of mind that we have, is actually really bad. Because if you look at international news and international politics, and you look at all the ISIS stories and the terrorist attacks that we're reading about on the BBC and all these other networks, the problem is that you've now got a lot of people who are taking the same attitude as me and Luo Yu here, and they're judging the masses by the actions of a few, and that's what leads to racist comments and racist actions, and it's being reported about a lot in Europe. So, you know, what I'm alluding to is the example of it, how people in ISIS are committing these terrorist attacks, mm-hmm. and a lot of people are judging all Muslims by their actions, and that's wrong. From that stance, me and Luo Yu having a prejudice against all old people for the actions of a few is actually also wrong. Don't smile yet, He Yang.
I'm just...
Because there's a big but.
Okay, but. What's the big but then?
There does need to be change, because there's just too many old people, bad old people stories in China. They've gotten too much bad. There's just too many home. There's too many evil old people trying to con money. I'm sorry.
That is in certain news reports, but you can't make that statement of older people in general.
I didn't say in general. I said there's too many individuals. So I'm talking about individual cases. There's too many of these individual cases. If it was
Which
me.
Which I don't agree with.
But if it was me, I think. This is, and for me, this is actually not even a big issue. This is something that I see as something really easily solvable. You change the precedent. So, at the moment, right, mm-hmm. if an old person wants to make some extra money and she's evil, she can pretend to fool. I'm saying if! I didn't say that. I said if!
I don't appreciate
that. I said if. You're going to learn to appreciate it.
I will not learn anything right now.
Okay, so.
What
listen,
else do you have to
listen,
say?
So, if someone old person wants to con some money from some guy and pretends to fall over and takes him to court, I'm saying if. So stop that face.
I can't change my face, I'm sorry.
So, okay, back to my point. So if she does this, then if the courts were to set a precedent and say, listen, we're tired of these cases, if someone old does this from now on, if they've actually right and they deserve compensation, we'll give it to them. But if they're wrong, and if they're faking this, then they're going to pay damages. Mm-hmm. If you had, this is just an example, if you put a system like that in, and the elderly people here had something to lose, I guarantee we would never see any of these cases again. You'd have one or two where someone actually has to pay damages, and everyone would be like, okay, we can't do that, that's not cool, we don't want to pay money. I think you could correct the legal system here to stop this from being a problem.
Yes, and the legal system in our country is not based on precedence. So, yes, I think maybe a case as such would have some long-lasting effect, but because we're not based on we're not a law system like that, so it'd be interesting to see what happens. And I have to jump in right now because our discussion has gone off tangent. Trying to get into the head of the bus driver here. It's hardly that it is only that he's thinking some old person is going to scheme me of money. There's also many cases, or the majority of the situation, that is when an older person legitimately has a heart attack or just isn't feeling well on a bus. And that is a legitimate situation to be in. How do you deal with it? What the bus driver right now and you guys seem to have adopted as a solution to that condition is simply saying, I don't want the trouble, so get off. Is that the way to solve a problem as such? And so many problems we see in society, just because it's too much of a fuss, so you just say, don't even enter, don't get on board, and that's it? Aren't we better than that as a Chinese society?
It's a very disappointing and sad story. The reason being the roles of the bus drivers, the bus companies, and the elderly people haven't been explicitly defined. Well, the driver has a lot of concerns. He's concerned about the injuries. The injuries might happen on the bus, like I've mentioned. What all of a sudden there is a heart attack on old people, and what if the old people have Alzheimer's diseases? I mean, a lot of situations he cannot control. And when bad things happen, it also the society will blame the bus drivers, and the bus company will carry extra burden that is not supposed to be carried. So from my perspective, into the future, I think a lot of changes have been made. Define the roles clearly. I mean, something bad happens will not fall on the shoulders of the bus companies and bus drivers. The only job description for the bus driver is, as I've mentioned, safely carry the passengers to the destination. And for some of the elderly people, if they're old enough, for example, over beyond 85 or 90, 80 years old even, they have to be accompanied by some of the relatives. What if something happened? You can't tell just from the appearances, right? And also, for some of the bus routes, it also it could be changeable. For example, we can have some buses specifically on certain routes for some of the senior people. Like in Beijing, a lot of senior people, they live in central urban areas like Shichahai or Pinganli or Xisi. That areas are loads of senior people. You can design some of the buses specifically for elderly people with this time interval, say, being 30 minutes. And on the bus specifically, there are extra manpower. For example, there will be a safety officer will be in charge of their health and look after them very well. And those elderly people, these passengers, will be given priority if they want to get on the bus. And they will be looked after by actual manpower. Otherwise, it's just not appropriate for old people to get on a bus. I totally understand the old people felt, to some extent, humiliated. But the roles of the bus companies really have to be redefined.
Well put, Loi.
Okay, and I think you make some good suggestions, Luo Yu, but the part I can't really agree with you is having a special person employed on board just to look after older people.
Because that's the bus specifically for senior people.
A bus for senior people.
And those people will be given the priority to get on a bus.
I mean, I know you don't want to accept this, but the bus isn't out to provide a service. They're out to make money by providing a service. And for old people, there's a cost-benefit ratio here. The the benefit of what they pay to get on the bus against the potential cost of something happening to them, and then that company's insurance rate skyrocketing. You've got to take it into account. We can't ignore it. So yes, in a perfect world, it would be nice if everyone could be treated equally. But as far as these companies are concerned, insurance, because taking insurance into consideration, there are different risks for different passengers, and they've got to protect themselves. They're here to make money, first and foremost.
Yes, making a profit is how capitalism works. But as a socialist country, I think there should be consideration for people. And also, I just wonder when a lot of people are having this discussion and saying, oh, old people this, old people that. Let's just say in like a few decades, when you are that older person, would you be having the same kind of argument? I understand what Sam, you're saying, what Luo Yu, you've been saying. But sometimes I just feel, maybe it's me being a bit of an idealist here, but shouldn't there be a little bit more as a society we can give to those people who are a little bit older, a little bit more vulnerable than the majority of us? That is just my question there. And there are so many messages regarding this topic discussion from our WeChat listeners. There is, Honglin. She has a personal message for Sam.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she says, calm down, Sam. I think she just really likes you. I'm not going to read out the rest of it.
Oh, yeah. So it was a good message.
Yeah, I don't... To avoid it, become too cheesy, you know. But you know
oh,
that
whatever there's... you said, Hongling, I'll read it after the show. Thank you.
Yeah, she's very supportive of you. And Yue says, now what I see is that 70-something-year-olds and 80-something-year-olds are often refused to get on a bus or even in taxis. Well, I'm a little bit shocked. Offering us a firsthand anecdote on what she's witnessed. And this is a huge problem. Mm. We are in an aging society now.
Yes.
Unless you address the demand of older people, I don't know how we can progress as a civilized society.
I don't want to come out, I just want to make this one quick point. I don't want to come out as too narcissistic here, although the point I'm going to make, I think, can only be said in a narcissistic manner. But, guys, I treat my body like a temple. I'm in the gym 3 to 4 times a week. I eat healthily, I don't eat pork, I don't smoke, I don't drink. I'm going to be in good shape when I'm old. And I'm here to tell you, if you look at a lot of countries in the world, I'm thinking actually mainly of Japan, to a much lesser extent the United Kingdom, but you've got an aging population there, and they've utilized it, because a lot of people in Japan, the older generation, are keeping on top of their health. And forget talking about buses, they're going to work. And they're taking jobs from young people because they're happy to do them for a low wage, and they're able to do them well because they're healthy. Maybe this is a cause to pause for us to take a step back and think, wait, if we as a society were to elevate our physical health and all start taking care of ourselves a bit better so that when we get older, we're not as much as a liability, maybe this wouldn't be as much as an issue.
Yes, I think that is one thing, but there is going to get to a point when you are too old. Or there is going to get to a point when you are not completely healthy. So I think it's really important for the government and society to come up with a more not-so-ageist mindset. That's all I'm asking for. And this is something that we need to have solutions for. Otherwise, we're going to see these kind of circumstances more and more as more and more of us get old in this aging society.
I think we'll be looking forward to seeing a lot of organizations, catering to the needs of the senior people as the society is aging, and we will become old eventually. So you will see a lot of welfare programs will be launched by the government, like the specifically designed bus routes for those senior people, and it has to be free for those senior people as well.
Okay, thank you for that. And Jingguantianxia says she or he agrees with me, and there is no reason or excuse to refuse older people to take the bus or, you know, do some of the basic things that a citizen is entitled to do. And thank you guys for all of your messages, but we're running out of time. Thank you for all of your support, and certainly, when it comes to older people, just, again, asking for a little bit more compassion for them, because you and I will get old one day, too.